To build the studio, Wharton works with a man by the name of Albert Culp, who's a specialist in these Pennsylvania bank barns. He goes by Bert for short. Because he loves the color and shape of the stones, he instructs Bert,
I said, I don't want you to put a hammer on the face of any stone I have. It's been lying up in the woods so long that it had a beautiful color on it.
This brings him into tension with Bert, because as Wharton would say,
see, a mason wanted to make everything square. All the stones are square, and they go up one course, and they're all square again, and go up in the next course.
And Bert comes to Wharton, and he says, please let me cut them.
Can't I just cut that top off of there? I said, no, Bert, we're not going to cut that top off. That stone's going to be a triangle stone. Oh, it would be so much easier for me to put the next course right on top. I said, no, but we're not going to cut. What am I going to do? Suppose I have to put some little ones in. I said, put them under. He said, and Bert's expression was, then you're going to put little stones under there to hold that next stone up, the next course. I said, yeah. He said, well, it's going to look like a hen with a lot of chickens around it. I said, all right, it'll look like a hen with a lot of chickens. That's all right. It's all right by me.